Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 4th on the West Coast, now May the 5th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to also welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network on this Wellness Wednesday. Why do we call it Wellness Wednesday? Well, you're going to find out if you haven't tuned in to this broadcast in prior weeks. Before we bring tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering, on board, I thought I'd share a thought with you. Comes from a very popular group back in the 60s over at Woodstock and even the 1970s, Sly and the Family Stone. And Everyday People. We have every day, that is true, and we have Wellness Wednesday on Wednesday here on BBSRadio.com. Why do we have Dr. Wayne Pickering with us? Well, he's an expert on things like health management, nutritional performance. He's a life management consultant and a disease prevention specialist. We talked about some of these topics on our show last week and on prior weeks, and I'm happy to have him back this evening to further this discussion, which is, believe it or not, for your benefit. While we suffer over our material struggles and certainly our spiritual struggles, we're basically ignoring our health, and a lot of people are really confused about which way to turn. We hope over the coming weeks, maybe even the coming years, to straighten that out for you and ground you firmly in principles that are tried and true by this man. My good friend, welcome to the show, Dr. Wayne Pickering.
Thank you very much, Don. I'm to be sharing this with your audience is a great thrill, and knowing that the amount of people who have recovered from their drastic health problems, I'm just talking everything, and we got in this business 33 years ago all because of indigestion, never knowing that it would escalate to this magnitude. We're putting a brand new website together, and it hovers around heartburn, GERD, acid reflux, and indigestion. And everything just snowballed into the whole process of how to get well and stay well for life. There, you have to ask yourself, what is the use when we show people how to get well if we don't teach them how to stay well? Mm-hmm. So I interviewed 14 physicians and Olympic athletes, authors, professional speakers on that subject years ago, and I had so much material that we decided to go ahead and take a year out and put this whole program together from the previous 30-some years of all the research and effort and went into it. So this is what we're trying to bring to the table, and I'm happy that you prefaced the call here this evening or the show with just that. So good to be
here. Last week, I recall that we did talk about what health is and what health is not, and we talked about disease, too. And I was wondering if you wanted to recap anything in that regard before we move on.
Yes. You know, we talked last week also about some alternative therapies. Mm-hmm. We exposed the germ theory, of course. And we shared with the people, you know, this is your body. You can do anything you want. You don't have to ask permission to go ahead and fast if you want to, or if you want to do aromatherapy, if you want to do hypnotherapy or cranial therapy, chiropractic therapy. You don't have to have permission, homeopathy, none of that. It's your body, and you can do what you want with it. One of the biggest things I encourage all my clients to do is never let age be your cage. This is your body, and age is not a matter of years. It's a matter of condition. So keep yourself healthy. We talked about what fasting is not, because that's my tried and proven method of getting well safely once and for all. I've been through everything. Boy, Don, I can remember when I was in the hospital with rheumatic fever my first time. I had that three different times. I was supposed to die before I was 30, very sick, overweight, couldn't stand it, hated life, thought, oh, woe is me kind of thing, never knowing that it was all my doings. And people say, well, it's genetics. No, come on. You may have the genetic disposition for some issues, but to nurture that issue or a genetic propensity along with less than healthful habits, then you're going to succumb to whatever. Mm-hmm. But it all stems down to one cause, just one. And it's called poisoning of the body. And the genetic disposition actually shows where that's going to locate in your body. Maybe you have arthritis. Maybe you have heart problems. Maybe you have kidney problems, colon problems, brain problems, but it's all poisoning of the body. So with that in mind, how do we get well safely? We talked about fasting the last time, what it is, what it isn't, and what you could really do about it. So where would you like to go tonight?
Well, you remind me of the whole issue that we discussed regarding mindset. And so when we're going to talk about whether we talk about fasting or health, it's important for someone to make the decision that they're going to follow through and get healthy and stay healthy, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, and as well said. Now, you know, a lot of people are asking me, Dr. Wayne, how would you fast? I mean, is juice fasting good? And and I've done a lot of fasting. How about if we go that route tonight and kind of give the people a little sense of direction here? Would that be okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. First of all, how do you fast? First of all, fasting does not heal. It doesn't cure anything. Let's recap just a little bit about that from our last show together. That fasting, all it is, it's not starvation, by the way. It's not a cure. And fasting doesn't cure or heal anything. It's just a sensible way to respect the magnitude of your body's recovery mode, letting it do the best job it can to regain our health. Nothing more, nothing less. I call it doing nothing intelligently, but under supervision only. And if we take prescription pills, then we need instructions. It's the same with a fast. Anybody can fast for a day or two with no supervision, but anything more than 2 to 3 days, you must have supervision. It's the royal road to internal purity, I call it. So Here's how I fast. And, well, here's how to fast to start with. Eat nothing and drink plenty of pure water only and get lots of rest. But let's address the juice fasting first. I am amazed at how many people say, well, I fast. I said, what you fast on? Well, we did carrot juice and this. And I said, well, that's not fasting. That's not really a fast, as your body still has to digest. It has to absorb. It has to assimilate. And it has to eliminate while you're expecting your body to try to heal. Now, since 70% of our energy in the day goes to digesting, absorbing, assimilating, and eliminating food, if we conserve that energy by just drinking pure, clean water, and we're going to be talking a lot about water in that portion of the Get a Stay Well for Life series, and the rest, we'll also talk about that in another time. But you'll be amazed at how close to God you get during that whole process. I was amazed at how spiritual I got. I mean, it's such a gift that we have to do this. And the best part of it all, well, there's two great benefits. It's totally non-evasive, Don, and it's entirely free. You let your body do its thing and watch for some awesome results. I mean, the big difference with the juice fasts is the fiber's been removed from the food, and it lends itself to being constipated. Well, that actually defeats the whole purpose of the fast.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because the fiber in food actually acts for several reasons. Two big reasons why we have fiber in foods, very simple, especially in, like, say, fruits. Fiber acts as a time release. This is one of the reasons why diabetics don't do well on fruit juice, but they can get away with low glycemic index fruit, because the fiber in fruit acts, as I say, like a time release and allows the pancreas get what the sugar it needs, gets what it needs at the time, keeps just getting it as it needs. So it doesn't get that mad rush like juice does, do you see?
Does it make that sound we just heard?
I did. But you see, your body is using that at a time effective way. That way it doesn't get so much at once. That's one of the reasons why fiber is so essential to fruit. And the other one is that if we don't have fiber, well, then we become constipated. And we don't want that. We want to get rid of everything we can in the body. So if we conserve our energy by eating nothing, you'll be amazed. Now, let me tell you what I did on my fast. And I had someone who I called and kept in touch when I knew I was going to fast for more than 3 days. And by the way, notice that Moses, Jesus Christ, Daniel, Isaiah, David, they never had champion juicers or the like. They just ate nothing and drank pure water and rested. Then I'll hear about people how they rave about the virtues of the grape fast and how much better it made them feel. And I can't help but reflect on the way they were eating up until the grape fast. Well, I'm sure that the grape fast was a giant step in the right direction with their health. But again, fasting is eating nothing and drinking pure water only and getting loads of rest. And, hey, by the way, I got to thinking before I realized the true benefits of fasting that I thought it was going to be a lot of downtime, but then it kicked in. I could be spending that same time in a hospital bed or I could be spending that same time at home in my bed.
Mm-hmm. Or now, out the street feeling miserable.
Now, let me tell you what I did. Yeah, man, you're going to love this. And I know anybody, one of my other talk show hosts did this and lost weight that he tried, everything. He got well. He did so much better. But here's what I did on my first fast. Actually, my first fast was a watermelon juice fast. And so help me, Don, I had so much energy. I was running 6 and 7 miles a day. But on the seventh day, I went for 8 days total. I collapsed from sheer exhaustion. I mean, it was a crazy way to go. But I wanted to try and do it because I didn't have any guidance. So then I consulted with the great Dr. William Esser from Esser's Health Ranch down in southern Florida, who's now deceased, but was in his 90s when he passed. And his health ranch was in the middle of 10 acres of mangoes in southern Florida. So you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went down there, pardon me, oh gosh, I used to get down there for a week or so and just to chill out, get away from everything. Pardon me while I clear my throat. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, I would fast for 4 days at his place, and then I would eat at his place where they brought all the food prepared with the highest of excellence right there to your cabin every day, 3 times a day. It was paradise. But so what I did in my fast, I mean, I was a very sick kid, and I abused my body a whole lot in my life. And that song that you had there on Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone, boy, did that bring me back to the day. San Francisco and Vietnam and, oh, my gosh, forget about it.
Yeah.
But what I started doing, I mean, because that's the time in my life that I really, really abused my body. I started really studying the great works. Now, everybody, I'd like for you to get your pen and paper out this evening. And if you're listening to this audio recording on Don's site, please get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you some great places to go and good authors here that you can really glean from incredible information from. I think Dr. Herbert M. Shelton was one of the better ones. I also like the great Dr. Paul Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, and his was, I think it was The Miracle of Fasting, I think was the name of his book. But Dr. Herbert Shelton was Fasting Can Save Your Life, I think was the name of his book. And you got people like Dr. Sylvester Graham, Dr. John Tilden, T-I-L-D-E-N, Dr. Russell Thatcher Trawl, and hundreds of others I could name, plus the many, many medical physicians who are still alive today who have had some incredible fasting results all over the world. Dr. D.J. Scott, who lives in North America, is doing an awesome job for decades getting people well with just fasting. But then it all made sense to me when I was reading dozens of manuscripts from these great men. And there's a complete directory of places like this. If you want them, then just go to healthatlast.com and sign up for our weekly column that we send out to thousands of people every week, and put beside your name list of fasting places. And I'm going to make sure that you get those. I think I shared a few of those with you last week, but I got a whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're already getting our weekly column, then just email me for it, and it's yours for the taking. This way you can have more choices about what method you want to pursue to get well, and this is your natural birthright to choose whatever method you want. After all, it's your body, and you own it free and clear. I've been to 3 wars and spent 3 terms in one of those wars of Vietnam, and I went into it feeling that I was doing my part to help preserve the freedoms that we have in our country. So if you exercise your freedom of choice as to which method you want to pursue to get well, then my hat's off to you for that. Remember, it's your body to do with what you want to. And for goodness sakes, when you make a decision on the method of recovery that you want to pursue, don't tell a soul what you're doing. As a criticism for those well-meaning uninformed souls, they're going to put a damper on your decision-making every time. I've learned this. People are always down on what they're not up on. And it's always the smallest dogs that make the most noise. You know what I'm talking about?
The big dogs are busy eating, that's why.
That's right, you got it. So
I have a question, Dr. Wayne. Most people aren't predisposed, we'll say, to tackle a 40-day, 40-night fast of biblical proportions.
Mm-hmm.
For the person that wants to get started in fasting, would it be more advisable for them to maybe look at a week? And I know that this is probably everybody's different in terms of how much weight they want to lose, their metabolism, and all the other factors. But as a starting point, would you say that anything up to a week would be enough
to perfect.
Show them that it works?
Oh, golly, that would be perfect. But you need supervision. And here's what I will do for you. If you go to healthatlast.com and you get that website, you've got an hour of personal coaching. That hour of personal coaching is worth almost twice as much as that whole program is going to cost you. And we give you an hour there. There's $600-$700 worth of goods in there. It's going to cost you $98. And in your hour, let's say you want to fast. By the way, Jack LaLanne and Dr. Ted Mortar and Dr. Ken and Mickey Thomas and Dr. Clapper, Dr. Graham, oh my gosh, I've got some great physicians in on that program that I interviewed, some of the best in the world. And you've got so much coming to you in that Health at Last, but you have that 1 hour, and if you'd like, while you're doing your fast or what have you, you can use me. Call me up, and you've got 1 hour. You can break that up into... let's say you want to start out with a 3-day fast. Let's just say 3 days. Okay. You've got, or 4 days. You've got 15 minutes there. You can call me 15 minutes a day. I'll walk you through, talk to me a little bit. Let me know how you're doing. Be happy to do it. But if you want to start fasting, that was a very good question, Don. If you want to just get started and do just chill out, I'm going to show you what I do and what I would recommend you do. Anything more than 2 days, you need supervision. Anybody can go to bed for 2 days and just chill out. But I knew what to do on my next several fasts after I did that crazy one that I did at the beginning with the watermelon fast. That was a stupid thing for me to do. First, it was a high glycemic index, and it just ate me up inside. So I've done 10 8-day fasts, and I don't know why I chose that number. 8, but it was always from Saturday morning through to the following Monday morning, which was 8 days away. I've done dozens of 4-day fasts and countless 24, actually there were 36-hour fasts. So I have a good handle on how to do it now. But this is the way that I conducted every one of them on room temperature, pure water, after that first trial and error radical fast on watermelon juice, which I don't recommend you do. All right, I got one of these huge egg crates. Picture in your mind how to do this. You know those egg crate-looking mats, Don, that has its padding and it looks like an egg crate? And it's about a 4x6 foam rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a sheet over it, and I opened the windows, and I lie down on the living room floor, and I have a gallon of water next to me so I can drink it when I want. I take a pen and paper. I want you to know, you will be so clear in your thoughts. You will write a monumental amount of work. As a matter of fact, on one of my fasts, I created the 7-day guide. On another fast, I created the recipe guide that we have. And many of my pieces of work, your mind becomes so clear and focused, it's awesome. But here's what you do. So you're going to lay there on the floor, and I have my head to the north and feet to the south. Make sure you do that if you're above the equator. Now, why is that? It's called, To get my doctorate in naturopathy, there were many things that I studied, and one of them was polarity therapy. And it made sense to me as that energy from the poles and how it affected the human body, which I won't go into detail right now. But I lie there for the entire 8 days, only to get up and go to the bathroom when I needed to. Now, the windows are open, and you're going to notice this too, Don. Listen to the sounds of nature all through the day. You're going to be amazed. After the second and third day, you're going to be incredibly impressed and amazed at how synchronized all those sounds are and how they assist in our circadian rhythm, those neural timekeepers in our brain. They're so soothing, and I laugh throughout the day while I tune into the sounds of nature. And so help me, here's another thing. I made an astonishing discovery. I've been to 25 countries. The sounds are all the same everywhere. Every country that I've been to, there's three or four constant things. One of them is all people are good. All people are good. Everywhere I went, Japan, China, Formosa, the Philippines, Vietnam, Thailand, Panama, England, golly, Trinidad, South America, everywhere I've been, Guam, golly, I could name a bunch of them. All people are good. Here's another thing. All people are proud. When I was in Vietnam, I will never forget this leper crawling over to me when I was sitting at a chair this one day in a little old hooch, and I was drinking a soda pop, and I felt this tugging at my leg, and I looked, and here's a little old man, had no legs, had hardly any hands, and he was crying for food, but he was proud. And when I jumped up out of the chair, he was a leper. And then my heart just melted, and I gave him something, and I wanted to hug the boy, the old boy. He was just, oh, God, that broke my heart. But all people are proud. All people are good. And the sounds, everywhere that I've been, are always the same. The crickets, the soothing sounds at night, and the wild sounds throughout the day. It's a joy to tune into them. And you're going to notice that throughout the day, let's start our day at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at 11 o'clock at night. Here's what's going to happen. From 6 to 10 in the morning is your get-go time. From 10 to 2 is your peak performance time. Your 2 to 6 is your wind-down time. And your 6 to 11 is your peak creative time. Now, here's what's going to happen. By the way, you've got four areas of your time. You've got your genius time. This is your genius, Don, what you're doing right now. This is your genius. This is my genius time. Then you've got your buff time. Your buff prepares you for your genius. Then you've got your free time. That's your brain candy. Then you've got your rest time. That's your recuperation time. So when we embrace this in the get-go time in the morning. Oh, the sounds are perking. I'll get out and I'll walk around the block, just to expand on this just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk around the block. It's exactly 1 mile around my block. I do that pretty much every morning just to get going, and I do it around 6. And you'll hear one bird over there about 3 streets over, chirp, 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 chirp. Up. And one over there in 3 streets on the other side, he will go, surely you can do better than that. And, and he goes, and all of a sudden the whole symphony just goes. And that just goes and goes and goes and wakes you up and it gets things going. So that's your get-go time. Interestingly enough, between 2 and 4 o'clock every day, without fail, somewhere in that 2 to 4 o'clock time, it could be 4:30, it could be 1:30 to 4:30, somewhere in that time for a good hour to hour and a half, you're going to hear dead silence every day, dead silence. And then right after that dead silence, boy, does it kick in. And then it kicks in quite a bit, and then in the evening time, it mellows right out, creak, 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 creak. So it, once you tune into those sounds when you're fasting, and up and down, your circadian rhythm goes up and down, and you listen, and you sleep, and you relax, and you're right, you get up and you go to the bathroom, you come back and you lay down, you laugh a lot, you tune in, and here's something that's interesting. You're going to be able to hear your body working as you're going to be tuning into it relentlessly. And it's known at the cellular level that there's perfect harmony and the sounds of your body are in perfect sync once you tune into it. And you'll be amazed. When I did the first good fast, that opened my eyes to the wonderful human body and how we are designed. We're not garbage dumpers with hairy lids. That's the deal. So I think we need to let our attitude be that your body is finally getting a chance to heal itself. And you'll respect the marvels of your body and thank God for such a gift to get well safely. It's the fastest well. I say fastest way, pardon me, to get tuned in spiritually that I know of and to get well safely. My breathing was extremely better. Oh, because I had trouble breathing. I smoked cigarettes for years and pipes and cigars and chewed tobacco, dipped snuff, drank a six-pack of beer, and cried to Merle Haggard every night. Man.
What did Merle think of all that?
What's that?
What did Merle think of all that?
Merle Haggard is actually great. I loved his music, and I still listen to it. But anyway, your thinking is clear, your elimination. Oh, my gosh, if you have I am amazed, Don, at how many people come to me and have a bowel movement maybe once a week. Once a week? You should be going to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day. Once a week, goodness sakes. I've really got to work on that. You'll watch how your elimination eases right up. You'll have a dramatic reduction in stress and anxiety, permanent weight loss made easy, and your creativity and your I write pages and pages and pages of notes during these fasts because your mind is so much clearer and your body cleans up and smells so much better after your fast. And here's what I'll guarantee you, that when you do a supervised fast, you'll actually get to the point to where you're going to feel so good that you don't want to eat. You don't want to spoil it. But that is the reason why supervision is a must by a seasoned professional, as they know when it's the right time for you to break the fast. Sooner or later, it's a must for you to eat. And when I broke the fasts, it was always, so you know how I fasted. Let's find out how you break your fast. What do you do next? When you break your fast, it's always on fresh, raw, organic juices only for one day. And I didn't juice them in a juice extractor. I do them in my Vitamix. I have a Vitamix. And anytime you want to get one of those, go to my website, get in there, and look at the number because you're going to save a lot of money when you go into Vitamix.com and put our number in there, and they're going to save you lots of money to get the best one you can. Anyway, get a Vitamix. It's a super-powered blender, and I'll blend up the type of vegetables that I want or fruit juices, whatever I want, and I've been using my Vitamix for 30-some years, so golly, that thing just keeps going. And this way you've got all the fiber, and you get everything, but it's very easy to make. You don't have to chew a lot and all of that. Now, then I introduced some solid raw food, but for one straight week, it was always raw food only. Then I started adding some cooked food, and one of the reasons we put our perfect mini diet program together is to show you, okay, here's your breakfast, here's your lunch, here's your dinner, here's all your recipes and all of that. I put that program together for me. But I had so many requests, it's now in 37 countries. Now, I've heard people tell me this too. This seems like a lot of time and bother to fast and rest all that time. I tell them blatantly, you know what's a hassle? Having your legs cut off, or you're now blind because of diabetes, or you just had open-heart surgery, or they just cut your testicles off, or maybe whatever, you know what I mean? That's a lot of hassle. Or you got to shoot insulin 3 times a day. And all those other things that I could mention, to me, that's a bother. Resting and not eating anything for a few days, that's a simple, sensible approach to this whole issue of sickness. We're not designed to be sick. Let me reiterate a couple things here, by the way. Three of the greatest lessons that I've ever discovered when it comes to being healthy. You're already healthy automatically by design and sick only by default. And two, you never catch disease. You've already discovered that. That's all lies. It's impossible. You can't catch disease. That's foolish. You earn it. And it stems from crud in the blood, from being drunk with junk. Come on. And then third one.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah, come on now. Here's the third one. You only get well, I'm convinced from the bottom of my heart and through my years of studies and under the tutelage of some of the greatest people, Dr. George W. Foster, he was awesome. He's been deceased now. He was in his 90s when he passed. But all these great people, these are the three greatest lessons. You're already healthy automatically by design, sick only by default. Two, you never catch disease, you earn it. And it stems from crud in the blood, from being drunk with junk, poor intake. Here's the third great lesson. You only get well by what comes out of you, never by what goes into you. That's the only way you're going to get well, by what comes out of you. Now, resting and not eating for a few days, as I said, is a simple, sensible approach to this whole issue of sickness. And remember, I got to emphasize that the body is doing the healing, and I'm not trying to cure anything, because fasting is not a cure-all. It's just a sensible way to let your body conserve as much energy as it can so that it can use its innate healing powers. No pills, no vitamins, no potions, no lotions, just rest and lots of room temperature pure water under supervision only. And I have a list for you, too. And, oh, yes, all those showers you'll be taking to clean your body is tremendous. And it's something to break what might seem boredom of just laying there all day. But after a couple days, you're going to enjoy the rest. First day, Don, I was laying there. Oh, man, this is something. But I promised myself I'm going to do it. And all of a sudden, your smelling gets good, and you can smell those melons through the refrigerator, you know? You just think, you know what I'm talking about. You just can't wait. And I said, no, you're fasting. So if you have to, empty the fridge, give it to the homeless. Here's another little lesson I've learned in my life. When you give, you live. But if you tithe, you thrive. So give the food to the homeless if you want. You can always go back out there and buy more food on the day that you break your fast if it's tempting. Now, here's something else about fasting. There is a very credible chiropractic physician I know of, Dr. Alan Goldhammer in California, who does an awesome job with his wellness facility and supervises thousands of patients with their recovery process and uses fasting extensively. And he wrote an incredible article called The Benefits of Fasting. And let me share a few things of what he wrote. Fasting for as few as 5 days to as long as 40 days will often dramatically shorten the time it takes an individual to make the transition from a conventional diet and lifestyle with all the associated addictions, pains, fatigue, and disease to the independent and energetic state associated with healthful living. Now, that is a good summary of what fasting is about. Let me show you some of the benefits now. of fasting through all of this. You'll overcome addictions. If you're addicted to drugs like alcohol, cocaine, nicotine, caffeine, all that stuff, you fast, that stuff's going to leave your body. And most people are supervised as how easy it is to quit smoking when they fast. But you got to be supervised. These uterine fibroid tumors vanish. Back and neck problems, dramatic improvements. Cardiovascular disease. You will be impressed as what goes on during a fast with all of this. Gastrointestinal disorders, diabetes. There's no better way, in my opinion, to stop a vicious cycle of self-destructive behavior than by fasting. I'm going to share a little something that I put together here for you. And it's, let's take the acronym, Don, FAST, F-A-S-T. The F is the facts. Now, from the scientific medical community, brother, Dr. Jack Goldstein, M.D., fasted over 20,000 people in his career. 20,000. Dr. Alan Cott, Dr. Paul Bragg, who I might add was one of the greatest influences on my friend Jack LaLanne, and he influenced me immensely. He was the one that broke it all down, Dr. Paul Bragg. He fasted over 20,000 people. Dr. Virginia Vetrano, M.D., D.C., also fasted 20,000 people. Dr. Herbert M. Shelton, listen to this, fasted over 50,000 people. Good Lord. The man wrote a monumental amount of work. And I have in my hands, as we speak here, World Keys to Health and Long Life by Dr. Bernard Janssen, who wrote about the thousands and thousands of people who are living well over 120 years right now all over the world as we speak. They're using fasting as part of their daily life to help maintain their longevity. Now, I'm going to give you the name of that book again. I want to show you where you can get it. World Keys to Health and Long Life by Dr. Bernard Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. And if you go to half, HALF.com, and put the name of that book in there, instead of spending $19.95, you'll spend about $2 for it. So I've done complete many, many of these shows, and every time I bring this up, I'm amazed at how many people went to half.com and bought that book. Success University, Ned Ray, bless his heart, bought that book for $1.58. Way to go, Ned. So you've got all this ammunition, everybody, if you just want to. And remember this, people only want what they want when the want is more than the effort. I'm making this very simple for you. So there's nothing new about fasting as a means to get well and stay well for life. But it's not something people are brave enough to talk about today, as it actually allows your body to do what it needs to get well. And there's no money in getting you well. And sickness, whether we want to own up to it or not, it's a huge business, as we've discovered in the first part of this interview series. So that's the F in FAST. That's the facts from the scientific medical community, because all those are medical doctors I just shared with you.
Dr. Wayne, when you talk to people who are first confronting their infirmities, and these may just be residual issues like arthritis and rheumatism. You referred to backaches and problems with the cervical spine, neck, not necessarily injuries, but just discomfort. And people live with that for such a long time. There's a point where they have to give up on their, let's say, addiction to pain medication, over-the-counter stuff, or even prescription stuff. What do you tell people in that regard?
You mean about giving up their prescription drugs and stuff?
Well, let's say They have a doctor.
Or rather than put them through a fast, what is their alternative to keep get them by kind of thing?
Well, I'm speaking more in terms of somebody says, well, that sounds like a good idea. I want to do that, but I have to take this medication and I have to take that. So therefore, it's going to sort of sabotage the fast in principle. They're in that mindset, and they've got to come out of that mindset. What do you tell them? That's what I'm trying
to
get.
First of all, Don, let me tell you, I'm probably the worst one to try to motivate and please, please, please do this. Please. No, no, no. I'm not that person at all. Mm-hmm. I'm the person to show you how to do this.
Yes.
But the very first level of pursuit, I don't get them to fast right away, although a lot of the physicians that I deal with do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to do that because it is, I don't want to say radical, but it is, well, we could say that to most. It's a radical major step. And mm-hmm. as busy and as stressful as people are, if you can just get the people to start eating better to start with, and they're going to start feeling so much better real quick, then it's easy to graduate them into, an improved not only lifestyle but methods of getting well safely and all that. I would be in so much hot water if I encourage the people to get off their medication. Although I would never take medication. Oh no, forget that. Now, if I have an accident, I had an accident here. I'll share this with you. I had an accident here 2 years ago. I was riding my bicycle around the loop, and I fell. And the handlebar hit my left jaw upper and broke my back to upper teeth.
Mm.
I want you to know, now I was a hurting puppy. I got home. I made an appointment with my dentist. I had to have them surgically removed and do implants. I did that. Now, I got awfully sick. Now, they were way up there in the upper left back, so I had to have a sinus lift or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to pack bone in there. I mean, did the whole gamut just to take the two teeth. $8,000 later, $4,000 for the implants, and then $4,000 for the rest of the work that had to be done. But here's the point. After the surgery, he told me that I need to get this antibiotic and this pain pill. I don't know. Well, after I got to hurting, I said, well, maybe. So I went to the pharmacist, showed him what I needed. I took an antibiotic and a pain pill. The doc told me I had to take two antibiotics and one pain pill. I said, okay. I got so sick. I just barely made it home. When I pulled into my driveway and hit the button for the garage door, I get in the house, and I didn't take off any of my clothes. I just fell on top of the bed and woke up 10 hours later. I don't see how people do that, take those drugs, forget about it. So my encouragement to begin with is to get your intake down. Get your food end down first, most importantly. And once you do that, then your body is going to, because once the food is better coming in than the cellular level is that's in the body, your body is going to replace, get rid of those old cells to make room for the new nourishment that you're putting in your body. Then you're going to start feeling better. Your whole immune system is going to be working better. Everything's going to be working better. Then you're going to get the feeling so good, as so many people do. Then they'll say, okay, now what do I have to do to go to the next step? So I always get them to get the Perfect Diet Mini Program. They can go to your website, and it's perfect. They can go to, how do you do that, Don, on your website?
You just go to directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, and then click on Perfect Mini Diet.
There you go. Okay, I'll get that down.
That's right there.
Yeah, and once you get that, everybody, now you've got some tools. Very simple, very easy. That's only going to cost you $27. So it's not a big amount to chew. Just get that. You got some tools in your hands. You can start working. Here's your breakfast. Here's your lunch. Here's your dinner. You've got 130 recipes there. You've got your food combinations. You've got a book I wrote. You've got an audio book that my business associate recorded for us. Very well done. So then you're going to get yourself to the next stage. But I would also encourage you to get healthatlast.com. That's a very good site to get your health in order. The Perfect Mini Diet gets your nutrition in order. All right, now, the F in FAST is the facts. The A in FAST is assurance. Now, when you're laying there on the floor, with your head to the north, feet to the south, windows open, you've got to have some assurance. Here are some of my daily affirmations I use when I'm fasting. I'm going to give you four of them. I have, now you can always come back and listen to this recording, so these are something you may not get a chance to write in the short amount of time that we have left. I have this day put my body in the hands of God and nature. I have turned to the highest power for internal purification and rejuvenation. That's the first of these four affirmations that I share, and I'm constantly hearing those because I record those with some nice music in the background, and I hear those throughout the day. Here's the second one. Every minute that I'm fasting, I am flushing dangerous poisons out of my body that could do great harm. Every hour I'm fasting, I am healthier and happier. I'll say that again. Every minute that I am fasting, I am flushing dangerous poisons out of my body that can do great harm. Every hour I am fasting, I am healthier and happier. Here's the third one. Hour by hour, my body is purifying itself. Now, let me stop there before I give you the fourth one. When you're laying there, you're going to be hearing your body. You're going to be tuning in. You're going to hear your back. You're going to hear your brain. You're going to hear your heart. You're going to hear your... it's amazing. I never knew that. And then I started reading the books. And there's so many books out there. So I've got a lot of them. And so I got a lot of different views, a lot of different little points. And that was one thing that I learned. You actually get to tune in to the marvels of your awesome body when you fast. Now, here's the four. And I'm not one of these radical type of guys. I run four businesses. I have 14,000 people on my email database that get a message from me every week. We've got 26 websites. I speak. I travel. I consult with clients. I'm busy. So when I decide I'm going to fast, you can bank on it that that's a concerted effort. Now, here's the fourth of these positive affirmations that I use. While I am fasting, I am using the same methods for physical, mental, and spiritual purification that the greatest spiritual leaders have used throughout ages. Exercise relates to the body, nutritional eating to the mind, and fasting to the spirit. So that's the assurance. The S of fast is supervision. You would never learn to fly an airplane from somebody who crashed. Well, go to somebody who is well-versed in fasting, and there's a heap of them all over the world. And that you can consult with, and a great number of them live right here in the United States. And here's my strongest advice about fasting. You either do it right, or you don't do it at all. Now here's the T on fast. Trust. Put your trust in God and your body, which He created. Because there's more intelligence in the billions of cells throughout your body than all the libraries in the world. And to, I know we're down to about a minute or two here, Don, but to conclude about fasting, you got to be thinking like this. You get well the moment you stop making yourself sick. You get well the moment you stop making yourself sick. And to take a physiological rest and drink lots of pure water. Now, how do you spell relief? F-A-S-T. Finally, amazingly stable tactics. And I would like to conclude that this is the only method that I use to personally get well safely. So there's my deal about fasting.
Well, you know, it struck me while you were describing that one will hear the sounds that their body makes. I think when one is not fasting, the only sounds we hear are the ones when the food is going in and the other ones when something is coming out.
Yes, sir.
That's about it, other than the gurgles that we sometimes get in the stomach when we're mixing too many of the wrong kinds of foods together.
Correct.
And we can hear, you know, that gurgling sound. Uh-huh. It sounds almost like a drain or a sewer.
Yes. Yes, it does. Next week, when we come back, we're going to talk about cancer. One out of two men will have cancer. One out of three men will have cancer. Cancer is now the number one disease in the country, supersedes heart disease. What are you going to do? How can you be proactive with all of your daily habits every day to diminish the odds? Because the statistics are dismal at best, everybody. So we're going to talk about cancer, what a huge problem it is in our country, and what a huge business it is. Tune in next week.
Well, I appreciate all the wonderful information, and I want to encourage folks to go to my website. Start off with this mini diet, at least, if you haven't done that. Go to directlightproductions.com. At the top of the page, click on sponsors, and then click on the perfect mini diet. Click on that, and all the information to visit Wayne Pickering's site is right there. Dr. Wayne, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to your visit next week on Evident Footprints. And thank you. What else can I say?
Oh, no, thank you, Don. I'm happy you're doing what you're doing, bringing the truth to so many people.
Well, it's a job. But I can't do it as fast as I want.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our Wellness Wednesday guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Over at bbsradio.com, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I'll be alone tomorrow night continuing my talk on Jack Parsons and the curious origins of the American space program. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.